bekulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kuka Trump lo Biden njalo badlephane inkulumo mpikiswano le iqalisa yaze yayaphutsha. Ababili laba baqale ukuphikisana ngodaba lokukhethwa kukankosikazi Amy Coney Barrett ngomongameli Trump ukuba ngomahluleli weSupreme Court kulandela ukubhubha kukaJustice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. UBiden usole uTrump ngokwenza lokhu esithi ozanqoba nguye omele akhethe umahluli omutsha. Kodwa uTrump uzivikele esithi isikhathi sakhe sokuba ngumongameli asikapheli. Ababili laba baphikisane njalo ngodaba lomnotho, uBiden esithi uTrump usewubulele inengi lalahlekelwa yimisebenzi.
My economic plan would create 7 million more jobs than his in 4 years, number one. And number two, it would create an additional $1 trillion in economic growth because it would.
Uhlelo lwami ngakhethwa luzavula imisebenzi engu 7 million phakathi kweminyaka emine. Njalo umnotho wethu uzakhula nge 1 trillion ngoba sizaqhakathekisa impahla zakuleli.
Kodwa uTrump uthe umnotho uqhuba kuhle phansi kwakhe.
They had the slowest recovery since 19 economic recovery since 1929.
Phansi kukahulumende kaBiden lo Obama umnotho wasadala kakhulu, kodwa phansi kwami umnotho uyakhula njalo impilo zabantu labamankampani ayathuthuka.
Let me tell you about the stock market. When the stock market goes up, that means jobs. It also means 401ks.
Baphinde badlephana ngodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, uBiden esithi uTrump uluphethe buchapa loludaba.
One of the last big rallies he has, and a reporter came up to him to ask him a question. He said, no.
UTrump kazihluphi ngabantu, uzihlupha ngaye kuphela. Yikho esenza imihlangano lapho abantu abaminyana khona. Udaba lwe-coronavirus uluphethe buchapa ngoba abantu bayaminyana kumarali akhe.
Kodwa umongameli Trump ukulandule lokho wasola uBiden esithi ufuna ilizwe lihlale livuliwe abantu besesaba umkhuhlane lo kulokuthi basebenze bavuse umnotho.
So we built the greatest economy in history. We closed it down because of the China plague. When the plague came in, we closed it down, which was very hard.
Sesakhe umnotho oqinileyo ngoba savala ilizwe ekuqaleni kwegciwane leChina leli. Kwakungelula. UBiden wayengafuni sivale ilizwe. Wayelahlekile.
Ngokufuthelana obekukhona, uBiden ucunukile wagcina echaza uTrump njengesitandari. Uthe njalo ungumuntu okhetha abanye ngemihlobo, waphinda wathi ungumdlwane kamongameli weleRussia umnumzana Vladimir Putin. UTrump ukulandule ukuthi ukhetha abantu ngemihlobo. Uphinde wasola uhlelo lokuvota ngeposo esithi ibandla likaBiden elamademokrasi lihlose ukuqilibezela kulolu khetho. Abanye ekade bebukele labo bathebe kulokufuthelana okukhulu kulimpikiswano. Sibuze omunye wababukeleyo umnumzana Gary Twala Jackson ukuthi yena uyibone njani.
Ngibona ngathi bafuna ukuthenga amehlo abantu ngokukhuluma ngento lezo abantu abangathi bafuna zilungiswe, kodwa nje bengagxili ukuthi bazozilungisa njani. Befuna ukuthembisa nje ukuthi bazalungisa, kodwa ukuthi kuzolungiswa njani angiboni ukuthi bayakuchaza baphumele egcekeni.
Sixoxe njalo lesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe esibukeleyo umnumzana Tim Moringayi.
Ngibona ngathiwa uBiden ubuya lama points lama facts and ukhanya ngathi uyenze research yakhe. UPresident Trump sibona ephendula engalaleli imbuzo ebuzwayo, ebuza khona akufunayo.
Umongameli Trump lo Biden balezinye njalo inkulumo mpikiswano ezimbili okumele bazenze ngaphambilini kokhetho oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka 3 ngolwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington, yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.